Okay, the Gemara we left off on Daf Ches is bothered by the following. You'll find Chazis. We know obviously the Yibam is Doch Hadisa Veshasach. Two brothers married to sisters. We have a Pasuk of Alev to tell us it's not Doch additional Isra Vachos Isha. And what about when it comes to Shararayos? If we follow the Binyanav, the Mematzino Veshasach, it should be Mutter. If we follow Achos Isha, then it should be Aser. So why is it that we assume that every other Erev was patterned after Achos Isha? The Gemara said, number one, Chumra Makshinam, and that we discussed at length. Is that part of the Midah? Does that involve any element of Suffolk whatsoever? And then the Gemara says, perhaps there's a simple difference. After all, you want to go ahead and compare. When you're dealing with Eishasach, you're dealing exclusively with Isra of Eishasach. There is one Isra, Chad Isura. If you're dealing with other arayos, other arayos in addition to Eishasach, obviously you're dealing with a case of Trei Isura. So if you want to know whether to compare a case of Bito, either to Achos Isha or Eishasach, isn't the answer obvious that Hacha, when it comes to Achos Isha, Trei Isura, and V'Hacha, when it comes to Sharayos, is Trei Isura as well, and therefore Tremi, Trei Alfinam, Mashenki, when it comes to Eishasach, where it's a single Isra, so Tremi Chad, Lo Yalfinam, and therefore, very, very mistaber. We even pointed out in the earlier Shiurim that even if one has a Midah V'Chor Makshinam, that does not necessarily mean that an obvious svara would not be the koveya. And therefore, one could argue, even if in principle we have a cloud, when all things are being equal, but if there's some compelling reason to compare A to B, like here, Trey, maybe that would even override a concern of the Chormak Shinan itself. It's not necessarily that the second day the Gemara disagrees with the Chormak Shinan, but if there's something which is compelling, that indeed should be the Koveya. So Tosus is very bothered by the following. Is that really the case? That the reason when it comes to any other consideration that it is not a case of Yibam is because of Trey and Chad? What do you do about the case of Islandness? Isn't Islandness a case of Chad? You're dealing with the question of what? One Isser. Do we lift the Isser of Eishasach? If indeed the wife is an islandess, it wasn't a case of kedushetos. Now, obviously, there's no yibum in the case of islandess, no, because the pasuk says asher teled is prat ma islandess. So therefore, Tosa says, I'm not asking a question about yibum. It's obvious that there is no yibum because if the pasuk says v'haya b'chor asher teled, that means prat islandess. But Rav Asi goes a step further. Rav Asi says, when it comes to the case of islandess, an islandess is poteris sarasa. Poteris sarasa. If it's poteris sarasa, then you have to come on to something else. It's not clear just simply from the tour of islandness that poteris sarasa, there you have to assume that, you know what? It's like a typical case of arayos, and therefore, just like when it comes to sha'arayos, there is a tour of saros as well. The same thing Rav Asi says applies to islandness. How indeed do you know that that is true? And one Lachora could argue now in the opposite direction, just like in the case of islandness, you're dealing with a single Isser. What would the Isser be? This would be an Isser of Eishasach. So therefore, if you're dealing with Chad Isra, then we should argue that Chad Michad Yalfinan. Only when you have Trei Michad Lo Yalfinan. So therefore, why is it that Rav Asi would argue that an islandness is Poteris Sarasa? That's based on the limud of Sharayos, but clearly, this is only a case of Chad Isura, and one would argue that is Dumi Yedeh Eishasach. Wow, that's the kash that Tosus raises. So obviously, Tosus is not bothered by the islandness herself, but Tosus is bothered by the expansion that should generate a Ptur Tsaros. Oh, so Tosus says the following. Maybe I'll argue very simply. Clearly, when it comes to the islandness herself, he atzma. Himatsma, there's no Yibum, there's a pasuk of a Shertele. Oh, maybe I could argue very, very simply the following. So in a case where indeed there is no Yibum, she's not a candidate for Yibum, so necessarily, so Mamela, Hioseris Sarasa. If there is no mitzvah of Yibum whatsoever, so therefore, Al-Karcha, Mamela, there is a Ptur Saros as well. There, you don't have to come on to the Chad versus Trey, because once we know that the Torah is Mamayit, the Mitzvah of Yibum, so in such an instance, then necessarily, automatically, that would result in a Ptur Saros as well. Okay? So therefore, that's not a contradiction of Chad Isura and Trey Isura. And then Tosus adds the following line, V'chein Eishas Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olam. The same thing applies when it comes to Eishas Achiv Shlohama, the same is true. But what exactly is it that Tosus here is grappling with? What exactly is Tosus questioning? Oh, you have a case of Eishes Achiv Shlohayu Balam. No, so you know what? Reuven and Shimon are brothers, they're the best of friends, and all of a sudden, Meis Reuven, Mos Reuven. Oh, that, or Shibi Yibum, Shimon Shibi Yibum. Lo and behold, all of a sudden, no blood Levi. I would say, you know what? Levi also is a paternal brother. Can't he be a candidate for Yibum? The answer is no, no. After all, the Pasuk says, Yachtov, Yachtov. And this is a case of Eishasach Shlohayu Ba'olamo. In such an instance, an E'ach, which was not in existence at the time of the Nefilah, so such is certainly not. So Levi is not a candidate for Yibum, okay? So Shimon goes ahead and does Yibum. Shimon is Miyabim, Eish is Ruvim. And all of a sudden now, Mei Shimon. Mei Shimon. So we know that Levi is not a candidate for Yibum at all. The Yavama is Asura, Asura Levi. The Yavama is Asura Levi. Why exactly should that be? Why exactly should that be? Why is it that Asur Levi? And not only Asur Levi, but realize that that can expand. That can expand as well. Why exactly is that the case? Is that the case? Oh, so Tosus writes the following. That's based on my Yisod. I just got through demonstrating the case of islandness that if he Atzma Nimata, because she's an islandness, so Amela Osera Sarasa. So the same thing here is true as well. The same thing is true here as well. That once already Isha Sachiv Shalhaya Ba'olamo, and you know what? That is going to extend to the second Nefila as well, and that is going to mean that Levi cannot go ahead and perform Yibum, not only to that wife who originally underwent Yibum with the first brother, with Shimon, but to any of the wives as well. Well, so that's what Tosu says, based on my chiddush, she atzma, nimata, so therefore, now I can resolve the cases, shlohayo balam. What exactly is the deal? What exactly is troubling Tosus? What exactly is the resolution that now that I was mechadish this din when it comes to islandness, so now we understand everything falls into place. You know, one could take a step back and argue as follows. It's clear, obviously, that there is Isha Sachib Shahai Balama, the Pasuk says Yachta. So it's clear if you have Reuven and Shimon and Meis Reuven, Rachat no Levi, Levi cannot go ahead and do Yibum. That's clear. Just like Islandness is Mefurish Bakra. It also is Mefurish Bakra. Our case is more complicated. Now, Yibum was done. Shimon was Miyabin, Eishes Ruvim. And now all of a sudden, Shimon died. So, wait a second. That Levi was not alive originally, but Levi obviously was alive at the time that the Yibum indeed took place. How do we know that Levi is excluded from Yibum? How do we know that that also is considered to be a case of Eishes Achiv Shlohayo Ba'olamo? How indeed do we know that that is true? How do you know that that is true? After all, doesn't our Gemara say as follows, that you know what? If there's one Yisr, let me compare it to Eishes Achiv. And if there are two Yisr, am I going to compare it to Achos Isha? Oh, so that should be the answer. If we're dealing with a single Yisr, so therefore it should be like Eishes Achiv, that maybe there is Yibum. If we're comparing it to two different Yisurim, then it's like Achos Isha, that's not true. Oh, so that should be my test. Is this one Yisur? Are these two Yisurim? Is this Chad Yisur? Is this considered to be Tre Yisurim? If it's Chad Yisura, so therefore maybe there should be Yibum. Maybe there should be Yibum from the Zika Shnia. And if you can tell me it's Tre Yisura, Tre Yisura, so we're done. If it's Tre Yisura, so therefore, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tzaros, just like Achos Isha, no? So it's not even clear what Tosus's Dion is. Tosus says, you know what the resolution is? My Chiddush is Hiatzma Nimata. And since Hiatzma Nimata, so therefore, there's a Ptur Tzaros. Wait, let's get back to the original question, no? If you have a Zika Shnia, and you have a case of Zevishachi Shlahayo Balamo from the original Yibum, is there Yibum or is there no Yibum? Is there Yibum? Is there no Yibum? And you know what that should be based on? Is that called Chad Yisur? Is that called Trei Yisur? If it's called Chad Yisur, you know what I'd argue? Then there's Yibum. If it's Trei Yisur, then there's no Yibum, no Chalitza, and then these are Ptur Tzaros. I could formulate that without even mentioning Tosus's Chiddush of Hiatzma Nimata. No? You have to come up to Tosus's Chiddush. Hiatzma Nimata, a case of islandness. I'm not going to mention anything about islandness. I'm going to tell you the following. If this is called one Yisur, so therefore there should be Yibum. if this is called two Isurim, it's like Achos Isha, where there's no Zika whatsoever? No Zika whatsoever? What is Tosfos seemingly gleaning from Eilinus? Maybe the question is a very, very simple one. And that is this called Chari Isurim? Is this called Trei Isurim? If it's called Chari Isurim, Yibum. If it's called Trei Isurim, then no Yibum, no Chalitza, Patur Psaros. So what exactly is the difficulty? And what does Tosfos say that, we can resolve this from the case of Eilinus? What exactly is this Diyum, the Shakla Vitaria, in Tosfos? Would you call this Chari Isur? Would you call this Trei Isur? You know, I will tell you, even that's not clear. Even that's not clear. How do you judge whether something is Chari Isur and Trei Isur? Eish Asach, I understand, it's Chari Isur. Eish Asach. Eish Asach and Achos Isha is Trei Isur. Of course it's Trei Isur, no? There's a Shem Isur of Eish Asach, there's a Shem Isur of Achos Isha. Okay. Zayin Mabez. You have a person whose tummy has to enter the Azar. But the Gemara says that's pretty complicated because he's a Mitzora. Right. Mechusar Kippurim, also is a Balkari, Vosayom, he's also a Tvulyom. You know what I want to ask you? Is that called Chad or is that called Trey? Is that called Chad or is that called Trey? Chad in the sense that, you know what? The question is, can one who is Tameh extend into the Azara for the sake of Matan Bahonos for Tara Samitzor? Why is he Tameh? He's Tameh because he's a Mechusar Kippur. I mean, he's Tameh also because, after all, he's a Tfulyom. There are two causes of the Tumah, but I would argue, maybe that's called Shem Echad. No, that's what we discussed. The Tosa Damascus Rabba, no? That's why Rabba says, how can you make that comparison? How can you make that comparison at all? This is one Shem Tumah, and there are two different causes. So let me ask you the following fascinating Kiddush. This case that you have, of an afila shni of eishes achiv shlahoya ba'olama. Is that called chadisur? Is that called treisur? Is that called chadisur? Is that called treisur? Why am I going to call it chadisur? Because there is one mitigating factor. There's one reason that there's no yibum here. You know what that's called? What's the shame isur? You know what the shame isur is? Eishes achiv shlahoya ba'olama. Eishes achiv shlahoya ba'olama. You know, I'm going to ask you the following. Yeah. But in terms of the cause, the sibas isur, in what sense is it Eishes Achiv Shlabayama? You know what the answer is? Ooh, there's a dual nefila. There's a dual nefila. After all, there was a nefila Yibum once, there was a nefila Yibum twice. So you know what? There is a dual cause. There are two sibos that he is Eishes Achiv Shlahaya Balama. The shame is there is one, Eishes Achiv Shlahaya Balama. The problem is an Eishes Ach problem. The problem is Eish Asach. But you know what? This is a dual manifestation of Eish Asach. It's an Isser of Eish Asach, Chihoy Balamo, with the original Misa of the first brother, of Ruvain. And now, there is an additional Hechatinsa with the Misa of Shimon. So this is a dual application of a single Shem Isser, a single Shem Isser. Wow. So you know what I would tell you? How exactly do you view that? Do you view that as Shem Echad? Do you view that as Shem Shemos? Is that called Tremi Trey Yalfinan? And Tremi Chado Yalfinan? It's one Shem Isser, but with two applications of that particular Isser. So from which perspective? Wow. You know what I would tell you? If it's from the perspective of the Shem Isser Chad, you know what I would argue? That, the Chad Mi Chad Yalfinan Du Yibum. And if it's considered to be Trey, because it's a dual application of the same Ptur, Eishazachiv Shlahoya Ba'olamo, you know what I argue? Well, then obviously there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and indeed there's a Ptur Tzaros. So I would tell you, all of that is considered to be from what perspective, from what vantage point? Two different Nefilos? But we're not dealing with two different Yisurim, like Eishazach and Achos Isha. There, to brothers married to sisters, you're dealing with one Nefila with two Yisurim. Here you're dealing with a single Isur of Eishazach with two different cases where there was a Nefila Yibum. Wow, so that's a pretty heavy issue. I'm not sure exactly. Should I view that as Chadisur? Should I view that as Treisur? What exactly is Tosfos' Kiddush? That, you know what, it's obvious that there is no Yibum. But Tosfos here is bothered. What about the next step? What about a Ptur Psaros? A Ptur Psaros. Wow, so. Poshub Shatantosis. This is what Rosh Hashanah writes. But Poshub Shatantosis. Poshub Shatantosis is the following. That when I'm viewing it from the perspective of the Erva Atzma, there, you know what I'm going to say? There are two different factors. There is no Yibum. There is no Yibum. Why? Because there was Eish HaSachiv Shalav Yamal with the original Misa Ruvain and with the second Misa of Shimon. A dual perspective. And therefore, it's clear, it's like Achos Isha. And therefore, there isn't going to be a case of him whatsoever. You know what Tosa seems to be assuming as follows, but why is there a Ptur of Tzara? Why is there a Ptur of Tzara, Sarah? Oh, okay, you know what? I understand. Right? He won't marry her, but why is there a Ptur of Tzaros? Why is there a Ptur of Tzaros? Apparently, Tosa is assuming the following Kiddush, that the shame of Tsaras Erva is one. After all, that this is an example of a Tsaras Erva Veshasach. A Tsaras Erva Veshasach. There are two different sibos, again, that would prevent Yibum. The Mephila Rishona, the Fina Shnia. Oh, there I can argue, Tremi Trey Alfina, there's no Yibum. But as far as the Tsara is concerned, why would we say that there's a Ptur Tsaras? Oh, the answer is because Tsaras Erva. Of what erva? You know what the answer is? A tzara serva of Eishasach. A tzara serva of Eishasach. Tosa seems to be assuming as follows. When it comes to the question of whether there is Yibum or Chalitza between the two, you know what? There I'm going to argue there are two different reasons where it can't be. Because in the Fila Roshona and in the Fila Shnia, then I'm going to argue that Tremi Trey Alfina, and there's Yibum Chalitza. But when it comes to the case of Tur Tzaros, why not argue as follows, that the Tzara just simply has one shame. The shame of the Tzara is a Tzara's Erva of Eishasach. And maybe one could suggest then, Chad, Mechad Yalfinan, and there should not be a Tur Tzaros. That's why Tosus is not raising the issue whether there's Yibum. Tosus raises the issue like an islandist, whether indeed there is a Tur Tzaros. And Tosus answers as follows, you know what? No. I'm going to tell you a new Yisrael. Even in a case where it's considered to be chad, like in the case of islandness, but if there is a miut and yibum cannot occur, mamela indeed there is a tursaros, and therefore based on that chiddush of islandness, wow, there's a tursaros, even when it comes to idul nefila of eshesachim shlohaya balyama. That maybe is pashup shat in the Tosos. What was troubling Tosos, and what exactly is the teretz of Tosos that yalfinam islandness? The issue is as follows, from the perspective of the Tur Tzaros, maybe there's only one Shem Erva. She is a Tzaras Erva of Eishasach. Yeah, but if that's called a single Goreim, Eishasach, why not argue Chad Mechad Yalfina? And just as there's Yibum when it comes to Chad Yisru, we should argue that that applies when it comes to Tzaros as well. The answer is no. The Chiddush that I just told you when it comes to Islandness, despite the fact that Islandness is only considered to be a single Shem, wow. But nonetheless, if you have a person in question where there's no Yibum and Chalitza, Memela, indeed, there's considered to be Iptur Saros in that instance. And maybe, again, that's the Chiddush that you have of the Shita of Tosus. Maybe that's, again, the Din, the Shak Levitaria itself. So Rabbah tells us in our Gemara, fascinating Chiddush, that you know what? That Erva Gufa Lo Tzrichakra. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah in our Gemara. That's self-evident, that's obvious. You don't eat a pasuk. The Gemara now is immediately bothered. What do you mean? The Gemara says, but didn't Rebbe say, v'laka hulakacha v'yibain v'yivma. You know what that means? That you have multiple drashos, no? Lesar tzaros v'arayos. V'arayos. You know what you see? Mefurish from the Brayso of Rebbe. That erva tzricha kra. After all, the pasuk says ulakacha, the pasuk says v'yivma. These are two different drashas. Why do you need it? For the arayos and for tzaros. Let's start tzaros v'arayos. Oh, no. Rava says the following. No, that's not really how the brayso should be understood. It means that let's start tzaros shel arayos. Shel arayos. Meaning the erva doesn't require a pasuk at all. A pasuk is only necessary when it comes to the case of tzaros. Tzaros. The Gemara says, how can that be? After all, Rebbe says there are two drashos, no? There is ulakacha, v'yivma, treikra kanasivle. Treikra, that means there are two different drashos. So how can you say that the only time you need a drasha is for tzara, but erva gufa lo tzricha kra, as Rebbe says, because there's no concept of a whole vishtar history, no? There's no concept at all that can apply to the case of Yibum. But it's clear from Rebbe that there are two different drashos. Treikra. Oh, so the Gemara says a stunning kiddush. No. You need two psukim when it comes to tzara. You need two psukim when it comes to tzara. Chad, is lemeser tzara, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom yibum. You know what? No. Tzaros. Not only are arayos excluded, but tzaros excluded as well. And v'chad, wow, a chiddush, lemishrei shelo b'makom mitzvah. Wow, chad lemishrei shelo b'makom mitzvah. Maybe one could argue that this concept of tzaros erev is universal. Who says it's limited to yibum? Who says it's limited to yibum? No? You have a case where a person is married to more than one wife. One wife is forbidden to you, the other wife is not. Maybe one could argue there's a concept of tzaras erva, even outside of the miskeres of yibum. Wow, that sounds like a great kiddush. No? There's a concept of tzaras erva aside from yibum. Yibum is an application of tzaras erva, but maybe there is a hagdar of tzaras erva chalatara kula. That if a person has several wives and you cannot go ahead and marry one of them, you cannot under any circumstances marry any of them, even if that marriage is severed. Oh, so inachinami. So you require a pasuk. Chad l'meisar tzara b'makom mitzvah and chad l'mishrei tzara shelo b'makom mitzvah. Wow, so that's something which is fascinating. So according to Rav Ashita, erva gufalo tzricha krav, but you still need two different drashas. One is l'meisar tzaros and one is l'mishrei tzaros. Shelo b'makom mitzvah. Okay. So that's a pretty fascinating chiddush. That's how Rav understands the psukim. Well, so when Rebbe says again, Ula Kafa, no, it's not coming to tell you Erva Gufa, but rather it's coming to tell you the dinim of Tzaras Erva. Okay? Take a look at the Rambam. Fascinating. The Rambam assumes like Rebbe. The Rambam quotes Rebbe, but against this explanation of Rabba as to what the sheet of Rebbe is. Now, take a look at the Rambam, Uchasimim Perakwav, Alachaches, Alachates. The Rambam writes the following. The pasuk says when it comes to yibum ulakacha lo leisha. You know what that tells me? The Rambam writes prat leerva she'en balikuchin. Wow, that's such a chiddush. No, prat leerva she'en balikuchin. Oh, if the pasuk says you do yibum and you marry, so you know what that means? That yibum is only when she's a candidate for marriage. If you're dealing with arayos where there's no tfisas kedushin, so therefore, how in the world can there be yibum? So therefore, ulakacha lo leisha is prat la'erva. You know, easy from the Rambam? That's the drush of Rebbe. Ulakacha. And that's not like the biur of Rebbe Shita according to Rava. Because Rava says that, you know what, that erva gufalo tzrichakra, ulakacha ivma, is only referring to the cases of tzaros. You see, the Rambam maintained the drush of Rebbe, but shlo kirava, that erva does require a pasuk. Does require a pasuk, and the pasuk is ulakacha, telling you the following: prat la'erva she'en ba likuchin. Wow, prat la'erva she'en ba likuchin. That's a very, very important chiddush. I'll ask you the following: so if the Rambam is going to use the pasuk ulakacha, to tell you the erva, so how do you know the concept of tzaros? So keep on reading in the Rambam. Now the same paragraph above, halacha yedalet. The Rambam has a different drasha entirely. How do you know that there is tzaras erva? And that's true. That's not based on ulakacha and yivma. No. The Rambam says the following. The pasuk says that, you know what? Let's assume a person is not willing to do evil. And chalitza is done. You know, that's certainly, right? It is not what we envision. The brother should be willing to be bona beis achiv. And if he does chalitza, you know that, the muskarishim, the default, no, that's not appropriate because asher lo yivne es beis achiv. What is beis achiv? The Rambam writes something incredible, no? Bais yesh lo kuchim. When the pasuk mentions ulakacha, the Torah mentions that in terms of the bais. You know what that means? Bayis sheish balukuchin be'ezem hem shiyirtzen. That means the brother dies, and the beis achiv hameis is all of these wives, and therefore, every one of the wives has to be a candidate for yibum. Wow! So only when you have a bayis sheish balukuchin be'ezem shiyirtzen, so then that's when there is a zika. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's not that there's a separate zika for each and every wife. Befrat. A husband dies, and all of his wives are zukuk liavam. But the Zika is considered to be a collective Zika, and that has to involve all of the wives, and therefore the requirement is Ba'yishesh lekuchin be'ezvim shiyirtzeh. Wow. So the Rambam uses the pasuk of Ulukacha, right, to tell you the erva gufa. How does the Rambam then know Saros? The Rambam writes, what do you mean? Saros is all embedded in the concept of Ba'yis, that we view the Zika collectively as a whole, and that means it has to apply to each and every one of the wives, and if it does not, you can't marry one, so therefore there's no Zika on the remaining. Wow, that's something which is pretty important. And what about the other drasha then of our Gemara? Okay, so the Rambam has a drasha for the Erva. The Rambam has a drasha L'meisar Tzara. L'meisar Tzara is based on bias. What about the next point of our Gemara? But you also need a pasuk, the Mishrei Tzara, Shaloba Makamitsa. So guess what? The Rambam doesn't have such a drasha. The Rambam doesn't have such a drasha. Our Gemara says you need three drashas. No? You need a drasha for Arayas and L'meisar Tzara, L'mishrei Tzara. Oh, Rava says, no, that's not true. You don't need a drasha for Arayas. Okay. So what do you do with the two? The Mishrei, the Mesar, good. The Rambam, you need a drasha for Arayas. You need a drasha for Arayas. We don't paskin like Rava. Oh, so that you have Ulukacha. Oh, so how do you know that there's a concept of Tzaros? An alternate drasha. Now, Bayis. Wow. Bayis means a collective Zika. And what about then the next point of our Gemara? How do you know that there isn't a concept of Tzaros Erva outside of the Miskeres of Yibam? So guess what? You don't find that in the Rambam at all. You don't find the Rambam at all. You know, if the Rambam uses Ulukacha to tie Arayas, you're like missing a drasha. You're missing it. Say Nachem, the Rambam is missing a drasha. The Rambam has a drasha for Arayas. The Rambam has a drasha which is the Meisar Tzaros. The Rambam does not have a drasha of L'mishrei Tzaros. So that's fascinating. Paul Shabshat, that was the Kash of the Makshin, our Gemara, no? What was the Kash of the Makshin? What do you mean? How can you say Erva Gufa Lo Tzricha Kra? We have two drashas. Ulukacha and Yivma. No? What was the answer? One is the Mesa, one is the Mishrei. You know what the Makshin was assuming? You don't need two drushas. You don't need a separate drusha, the Mishrei. You don't need a drusha, the Mishrei. So therefore, you have two drushas. One is for the Erva, one is for the Tzara. That was the Kasha of the Makshin, no? And Rav answered with this incredible Chiddush, no, you need two psukim, one the Mesa, one the Mishrei. What was the Makshin assuming? You don't need a Pasuk, the Mishrei. Well, that's not just the Makshin, no? The Ram does not have any drusha, the Mishrei. The Ram does not have a drusha, the Mishrei. That's something which is insightful. Another, so how do you understand? Our Gemara says, yes, according to Rava. And you know, let me ask you the following. Is it so obvious that you need a pasuk? The Mishrei, Sara Serva, Shalom HaMakom Yisrael. If I were to ask you the following, what exactly is the yisod of Sara Serva? What exactly does that mean? I'll tell you the two possibilities. One possibility is following. An erva is poteres saras. An erva is poteres saras. How else would you describe it? I'll tell you, I'll formulate it differently. An erva is oseres saras. An erva is oseres saras. You know what? You have a woman who's an erva, and you have a co-wife. Oh, no, there's a concept of saras erva. You know what? The woman who is an erva is poteres saras. Or Osiris Saras. What exactly do you mean by that? I'll tell you the following. There's a mitzvah of Yibum. There's no mitzvah of Yibum if the woman is an erva. Two brothers married to sisters. There's no mitzvah of Yibum. So you know what the concept of Saras is? Just like there is no mitzvah of Yibum for her, there is no mitzvah of Yibum for the Tzara. Meaning, the erva is Poteres Saras, mitzvah of Yibum. Poteres sarasa. Just like obviously there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of yibum for the erva, so therefore there's a concept of tzaros. So just as that is true, the erva is poteres sarasa. There is poteres sarasa. Okay. If that's really the extent of the halach, I tell you the following. If the erva is poteres sarasa, so you know what that means? Okay, there's no chiyuv. Do yibum? If there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isra of Eishasach. If there's a mitzvah of Yibum, Yibum is Doches Shedan. If I'm telling you there is no mitzvah of Yibum, if there's no mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Eishasach. There's a mitzvah of Eishasach. I would tell you that's one lamdus, no? That the Erev is Poteres Saras. What do you mean? There's an Isra. Of course there's an Isra. Because if there's no mitzvah of Yibum, there's an Isra of Eishasach. I'll tell you another possibility. This is a very great Kiddush now to say the following. The Erev is Oseres Saras. You know, you can't marry this woman because there's Nisra Erevah. The concept of tsaros means that, you know what? There is an iser of tsaras erva. There's an iser of tsaras erva. Not that there's just an EQ mitzvah yibum, and this is eshesach, but incredible that the erva is oseres, oseres saras, oseres saras. You know what the nafkamina will tell you? It's very, very simply be as follows. Do you need a pasuk? If the lumdus of tzaras erva means there's no chiyuv, so what's this? This is eishasach. Oh, okay, so let's say you're dealing with this configuration, shalom makom yibum. A person is married to two wives and he dies. One wife is an erva to you. The other wife is not. Well, obviously you're mutter to the second wife. What's this? What's the oser? What's the oser? The whole yisod of the term saros is there's an isra of eishes ach, that's not baka. Why? The mitzvah is doche? No. Saras erva is ptura. There's no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, there's no matir. The isra is eishes ach. If there's no isra eishes ach, there's no isra. You would not require in any shape or form a pasuk lemishri. But if I'm telling you, no, that an erva is oseres sarasa, that the fact that they're co-wives means that you share the status. You share the status. You know what I would have argued? That should be true even shalom ha'makom yibum. That's incredible. But that's not true. Oh no, you need a pasuk. L'mishrei tzara shalom ha'makom yibum. That's exactly the chiddush. So if you assume in lamdus that tzara sarah just simply means there's no mitzvah yibum, and shalom ha'makom yibum there's nisra of eishes ach, you do not need a pasuk. Shalom ha'makom mitzvah to tell you l'mishrei. There's no iser. If you're telling me the yisod of tzaras erva means that her status extends to the co-wives, one could have a halim and argue, you know what? If she is usher to me, a co-wife is usher to me, even outside of the miskeris of Yibum. And that requires a pasuk l'mishrei. So that's the great chiddush of Rav and the Gemara, that the erva is oseres sarasa ad kedei kach, that one would have argued this should be true even shalom b'makom Yibum, and that requires a pasuk. That requires a gzeres hakasa. And what was the maksha assuming? That certainly is not needed. Certainly not necessary in any shape or form. Wow. Because the isser we're dealing with is eishasach. And if this is not the miskeres of Yibum, there's no isser of eishasach whatsoever. A person who has two wives, one who is forbidden to him, one who is a mutter, what's the reason to argue that there's a halach of tzaros? There is no isser of eishasach. Enochinami. You don't require that that's true. Wow. And therefore, the Rambam does not need a pasuk lemishrei tzara. You need a pasuk to tell you an erev is asur, and you need a pasuk to tell you that tzara erev is asur as well. But there is no need lemishrei. And I'll tell you why this is exactly the shitose. Because if you assume the source of tzara erev comes from litzror, you know, maybe one could argue as follows: once you have this concept of litzror, that your status spills over, it expands to a tzara, maybe one could suggest that applies even shalom b'makom yibum as well. Huh? If there's a concept of the tzara, we don't view individually, but you know what? Whatever status wife A has, the other wife has as well, okay, maybe I could argue, hu hadinami, shalom b'makom yibum, and you would require a pasuk l'mishrei. But what exactly is the source of tzaros, according to the Rambam? It's not based on the Torah. The Rambam writes, you know what it's based on? Because when it comes to the mitzvah of Yibum, the Torah addresses the bayis. No? The mitzvah of Yibum is chal al habayis. Beis achiv. You know what? I would tell you, that yisod, that wife A is connected to wife B, and the possibility that if wife A is asura, B is asura, all of that stems from Beis Achiv. That is true in the Miskeres of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is Chal. Al Kol HaAchim. The mitzvah of Yibum is chal on Beisachir. So one could argue that if you can't have a bias which is bona kula, in a bona mitzasa. Oh, does that apply b'chol haTorah kula? Would that apply outside of the miskeres of Yibum? You know what the answer is? Of course not. The drasha of lo yivnes Beisachir applies to kol haTorah kula, l'mishrei shlo b'makom. So I will tell you as follows, that the fact that the Rambam writes the source of tzaros comes from Beis Achiv, means by essence it's limited to an afila yibum, because the lumdus is that the erva is poteres sarasa, memela there's an isra eshasa, and you don't require a pasuk l'mishrei shaloba makometz. If one would assume the pasuk is a separate gzeres hakasavav litzror, it's not muchach, but yitachin. Maybe one could argue that an erva is osera sarasa, and if indeed the erva is osera sarasa, maybe one could argue that hu hadin shalom makom yibum as well. So maybe that Rambam is beautiful, l'shitase, and the Rambam writes the maskana, you don't need a pasuk l'mishrei. And that was the sort of the makshin. And the Rambam rejects Rava, because Pashup Shat in Braise is no, that Rebbe is using the pasuk for not just saros, but for the erva itself. Well, this drasha of the Rambam, that how indeed do you know that there's no yibum b'makom erva? The Rambam writes, because after all, the Rambam writes the chiddush is lekuchin ulekachal alisha ruuya lelekuchin ruula lekuchin. So therefore, the Rambam writes, it's obvious. If the mitzvah of yibum entails ishus, Nasus ki ishto l'chodava. So therefore, isn't it obvious that yibum would only apply to one where there is tfisas kedushin? And that's mefurish what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halachaches, ulakach ol yisha means prat la'erva she'en balikuchin. And then the Rambam spells out in Halachates, ketzad, if you have yavama where there's another iser erva, there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, because the Rambam writes, shenemar ulakachol isha v'nivma, mi shiru uya lelekuchin, and ukedushin tov sinba. Pashup Shat, you see according to Rambam, the important chiddush, that tfisas kedushin is not incidental. When the Pasuk tells us the following, that, you know, as a result of yibum, ulakachol isha, meaning, nasis ki ishto lechadavah, that is not simply a consequence of Yavam Yavaleha, but that is a condition of Yavam Yavaleha. In order to have the mitzvah of Yibum, that requires Ishus. And therefore, that requires Tfisas Kedushin. And I would argue as follows, that just like there's a concept of Kedushin, that there's a semi-form of Ishus, that's called Zika. And if you're dealing with a relationship that doesn't allow for tfisas kedushin, it doesn't allow for zika. It doesn't allow for tfisas zika. What do you mean you have a relationship with this woman where marriage is considered to be impossible? So therefore, v'makom she'en kedushin tov sima, so therefore, ein zika. That's the chiddush, then, of the Rambam Shita. So the yesod, in terms of determining whether there is a mitzvah yibum, whether there's no mitzvah yibum, according to the Rambam, is there the possibility of tfisas kedushin? If yes, then no, because that's the pasuk. The pasuk is ulakachol isha prat la'erva. Where did the Rambam get this from? Pashup Shat will tell you the following. That's how the Rambam understood the Gemara on the chafim and alaf the chafim and days. The Gemara says the following. Rav Gidla Mara, we discussed this months ago. Now, the pasuk says the following. That you know what? You have a case where a brother dies, there are two options. Yibum chalitza. And the pasuk says the following, Va'osu yavimto. Wow. So the Gemara says the following, This yavama, there's yibum. This yavama, there's chalitza. But yesh lecha yavama acheres, but there must be another malo, because why did pasuk have to say yavimto? Just say, va'osu hashara. Balsa hayavama shara. Just say ba'osa. You're talking about the woman, no? What does it mean? Yivimto. Yesh l'chayavama cheres sho'ola chalitza ve'eno ol yibum. Well, there must be another model where yibum es and chalitza now. What's that model? So the Gemara begins, no? The bottom of Chafam and Aleph. Chayvei lavin. Chavei Lavim. In a case of Chavei Lavim, no Yibum. But yes, Chalitza. Wow. The Gemara says, how do you know Chavei Lavim? Ve'ema Chavei Krisos. Ve'ema Chavei. How do you know it's Chavei Lavim? Maybe it's Chavei Krisos. Two brothers go ahead and marry two sisters. So let's argue that, good, there's no Yibum, but there is Chalitza. Ve'ema Chavei Krisos. The Gemara says, Mistav. Mistav. Chavei Lavim. Tafsibu Kedushin. Chavei Krisos lo Tafsibu Kedushin. Whoa. Yeah, the Rambam writes, that's exactly what I'm telling you. No? Why would I argue that the case where Chalitza yes, Yibum, no, cannot be Chavei Krisos? It has to be a case of less than Kares. For example, Chavei Lavim. What's the difference? They're both thinner. No, because in Chavei Lavim there's Tfisas Kedushin. And in Chavei Krisos there's no Tfisas Kedushin. So therefore what? The Rambam writes, therefore, if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no Zika. How can you say that there's Zika of a Makom? If there is no Zika, the answer is, so do Chalitza. Why do you need Chalitza? To uproot a Zika that doesn't exist. But if you're talking about a case where there is Tfisas Kedushin, there B'malkam Sheish Tfisas Kedushin is Zika, and therefore that's very, very good. Wow, that's exactly the Rambam's Chiddush. That the Kovei of Arayos is Tfisas Kedushin and E Tfisas Kedushin. And then the Hemshech, where you know, is bothered by a technicality, and Chavei Lavim, and Seyas Yidok Halosa say. There should be Yibum as well. So oh, you're right. So what exactly does that mean? So Tosis is filled in the blanks. It means that Rav Gidon Rav's Rosh of Yibimto is not referring to Chavei Lavim. It's referring to Chavei Lavim Ve'esei. Chavei Lavim Ve'esei. Oh, so a case, for example, where a brother was married and she's a Ba'ula and he dies and the brother is the Kohen Gadol. He can't say Yesed O'Chalosasei. That would be an Enesed O'Chalosasei Ve'esei. So Midaraisa, you cannot do Yibum, but you're obligated to do Chalitza. Why obligated to do Chalitza? It's Ein Lo Yibum. The answer is no. There is Tfisas Kedushin. And if there is Tfisas Kedushin, there's Zika. So therefore, Chalitza is necessary. Lahafkia HaZika. Mashenk, when it comes to the case of Chavei Krisos, Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. So that's how the Rambam explains. Now, why you need Chavei Krisos or Chavei Nisos, because Tfisas Kedushin. And that fits in beautifully with the Rambam. The drash is Ula Kachal Alisha. Ula Kachal Alisha meaning as an integral part of Yibum. It's not just a Maisa Bia, but it's a Bia Lishos. Ula Kachal Lishos that requires Tfisas Kedushin. Wow, okay. With this in mind, we point out the very, very beginning. No, that one answer Tosus is Kasha, the Beis of an Aleph. No, Tosus is very bothered by the following. But you know what? Let's assume, for example, the time of the Misa Sabal, she's a Nida. Well, you know what? Nida's in the Parsha of Arayas. And Nida has an Issur Kares. And if Kares is going to uproot Zika, so why is there a Zika if indeed she's a Nida? And if you're going to tell me, okay, you're right, maybe now there isn't, but next week there will be. Oh, so that's what Tosus pointed out. No, that's not true. A Zika has to be Chal B'Shas Nefila. You can't have an Zika which is Chal Achar Zman. Let's see, two brothers married two sisters. Brother dies. Okay. There's no Mishav Eish Shasach. Let's assume, for example, the wife dies. The wife dies as Nurse of Rachos Isha. Thus, Rachos Isha, the Shabbos is Kriya Satar. No, it's only Bechayah. When a person's wife is alive, he cannot marry his wife's sister. So you don't have Eish Shasach, you don't have Rachos Isha, but Tosfos says, no, but it was there at the time of the Misa Sabal. So therefore, the Misa Sabal is the Koveya. So if she's a need at the time of the Misa Sabal, wow, that was Tosfos' Kasha. No? So Tosfos had two Terutzim, but not three Terutzim. No? Tosus is two Terutzim. One was Rabbi Natam, and that's as follows. That's Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yosha, Chelek Hashuvah Siman Pei, where Nida has an Issur Kares, that's true, but Nida does not call Arayos. Nida does not call Gili Arayos. It's mentioned here in these parashiyos, the Shabbos, of Ramos and Kedoshim, because there are many similarities between Arayos and Nida. They are both Issurei Bia. But technically, it's not considered to be Arayos. No? When you look in the Parsha Arayos, the Shabbos, you know what? You also find Mishka Zachar. You also find Mishka Behema. Is it technically true that Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Merah, called Gili Arayos? Called Gili Arayos. It's Isur Eviya, and you're Chayav Misa. You're Chayav Skila for Chilul Shabbos also, but I wouldn't call that Gili Arayos. Is it so obvious that Mishkav Zachar, Mishkav Em is called Gili Arayos? Tosu says no. That's not called. Why is it mentioned in these parashels? Because they're Isur Eviya, Sheish Bokar Yisonisa. What would you say about Nida? So Mufurish, Rabbeinu Tam. Nida is not called Gili Arayos. Nida is not called Gili Arayos. And Rabbeinu Tam brought an incredible raya, the Rabbeinu Tam Sefer Yoshim Bey from Gittin Abeis, where the Shitasen, it's not a Gemara, but it's the Shitasen, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is B'Safra Lo La'atzmo. Last Shabbos is Kriya Satara. The fact that she is Nemenes, to say she's a Nida, she's a Zava, that's the source of Eirach HaMem HaMisurin. Meaning, we don't treat that as Arayos. We treat that as, that's an incredible raya, no? We don't treat it as Ein Davar Shibar Pachas Mishnayim. The fact that an Erechad is Neman means Erechad Neman Bisurim. Nid is not Arayos. And what is Tosus is Chiddush? That Arayos is Mafkia Yibum Chalitza Zika. And Nid is not called Arayos. Wow, that's Rabbeinu Tam. What's the second answer of Tosus? Adracha Darchinom. Adracha Darchinom. You know what? Nida might be an Isra Erev. Might be an Isra Erev. But you know what? To say, two brothers marry two sisters. I imagine I would give such a psalm. This Servatius Sap falls off. What about this Serv Al-Khazisha? Maybe it'll fall off. Just hold tight. Be patient. Maybe what? Maybe in 50 years, a person's wife is going to die, and therefore there's no Serv Al-Khazisha. That's unreasonable. That's a breach, Tosa says, of Drecha Darchinoam, Mishle Gimel. That's a breach of Nida. Next week. This week is Shiva, no? Next week the Shanita is going to be Paka, no? That's not called Racha Darchinoam. So we'll do Yibum next week. Wow. So why is it that the presence of Nida does not uproot Zika? One incredible Teretz, Rabbeinu Tam, because Nida is not the Chlal HaArayos. Ooh, Teretz number two, because to say just wait and see is not a breach of Racha Darchinoam. Wow. You know, the Rambam Shita, many places now, Yisraeliyah, Chaf Aleph, Yisraeliyah, Chaf Beis, Nida is called Gili Arayos. Nida is called Gili Arayos, against Tosus. Nida is called Gili Arayos. So if that's the case, so why is there a Zika? You know what the answer is? Why is there a Zika? Exactly what the Rambam writes here in Perek Vav. Why is it that there's no Zika when it comes to Arayos? The Rambam writes because you need Ru'uya L'Kuchin. You need the possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. If there's no Tfisas Kedushin, how can there be Zika? How can there be Zika, semi-Yishus, with someone when you cannot have Yishus at all? Nida is unusual. Nida, you know, I can debate. The Ram Rabbeinu Tam, is it Nisar Erva? Is it not Nisar Erva? But one thing is clear, that's the Gemara Mufereshes, Memtes Samad Aleph, the bottom line. No? There is absolute Tfisas Kedushin Benida. No one says there's no Tfisas Kedushin. And the Gemara says something incredible. We're going to have to see in the next sugya. You know, that Mishnah, Memtes Lamed Aleph, there are five Shitas. Ezo Mamzin. And some of the Shitas are so chamor. The Gemara quotes the possibility now that incredible that Rabbi Yesheva, even if you violated an essay, but it's an illicit relationship, a mitzri converts, and the mitzri marries a Jewish woman, you're not allowed to do that. Dor shlishi yavo. That would be a violation of an essay, because an illicit marriage results in mamzeres. Even if it's only an essay, what would you say about Nida? Nida's kareis. Abaye says, hakol modin. There's no deya. Hakol modin. Beba al hanida she'en havlad mamzer. There's no mamzerus when it comes to Nida. It's chiv kareis. How can you say that? Hakom odin. So Abaye says something incredible. No, last Shabbos is Kriya Sator. The Torah speaks about Bo'al Nida. Wow. You know what? A Nida is an abatuma. And Nida is a tuma chamura. It's a seven-day tuma. A person has contact with a Nida. That person is not tummy for 7 days. Bo'al nida, usihi nidasa alav. You know what? Her status as a Tuma Chamur of Shiva Yamin applies to him. He can have the status of a Tumas Nida for a week. Because Bo'al Nida, not Magda, Bo'al Nida, Usihini Nisa'olav. That's the Din D'Oraisa, no? Clear, okay. Fantastic, Drasha, no? Yevamos Tafim Test. Why does the Pasuk say Usihi? Usihi is a Lashon of Ishus, no? V'holcha v'haisil Yishachir. Right? Hafar Sadar, when it comes to Narusa, Im Hayos Yalish. Oh, so Adrasha Daraisa. Hakomo, that everyone agrees that Tfisas Kedushin. Usihi Nidasa Alab. Even if she's a Nida, Usihi, there's Tfisas Kedushin. And if there is Tfisas Kedushin, Ein Havlad Mamze. Ein Havlad Mamze. Mamzeros goes together with E Tfisas Kedushin. Well, you cannot marry an Eshashish. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. You can't marry a sister. You can't marry a mother. Eat Tfisas Kedushin means, and if there's an illicit relation, the Vav is a Mamzer. When it comes to Nida Tfisas Kedushin. So Tosus is Halkasha. Why is it that Nida doesn't disrupt Zika? You know what the Rambam would write? Two words. Tfisas Kedushin. Tfisas Kedushin. You don't have to come into Rabbeinu Tam that it's not an Erva. You don't have to come onto a Derecha Derechinoam. I'll tell you very, very simply. Because the Koveya is Tfisas Kedushin. That's exactly what the Rambam writes here in Perek Vav Cheslal Chates, that the reason we exclude our idols from Yibam is because one of the conditions of Yibam is Ishus, and there's no possibility of Tfisas Kedushin. That's it. Mi shiru'uyi l'kedushin u'kedushin tov simba. Only in that case, that zekuk l'yavam. Wow, that's Mufurish. That's the Rambam Shita. Wow, that's incredible. And the Makar, yeah, the Chav. That's why the Gemara says it's impossible to assume that you need chalitz in a case of chavik krisus because there's no tefisas kedushin, and you don't need chalitz if there's no zika, and you can't have zika but makom tefisas kedushin, and nida is really unusual because nida is a model where there is an isur kares, but yet there's tefisas kedushin. Why didn't Tosus say this? Tosus is olkasha because Pashup Shat Tosus was assuming that Tfisas Kedushin, Eat Tfisas Kedushin is not the Koveya. Is not the Koveya. You know what the Koveya is? Kares. Kares. Yibum cannot be Dochen, Isser Kares. So the fact that in most Isseri B of Krisus there's no Tfisas Kedushin, but neither there is, why is that relevant? If there's Nisser Kares, that's Monea Yibum. And if it's Monea Yibum, so therefore, that's it. There should be no Zika. That's why Tosus is not working. That's Tosus' assumption. That's something which is pretty incredible. And now I'll tell you the following. Oh, Tosus l'ram l'shitase, davtes simen aleph. Davtes simen aleph, the Gemara says the following. You know what? Our Mishnah, that there's no yib no chalitz, a list of chametz or shenashim, it only mentions cases of arayos. Wait a second. Why doesn't it mention anything about Rabbi Akiva Shita? Rabbi Akiva Shita? Because Rabbi Akiva Shita is, what do you mean? That there's no Tfisas Kedushin in B'chai V'lavim. Right, we'll have to see for the next year, Daf Mem Tes, Rabbi Akiva Shita. So if you're talking about cases where there's no Yibum and no Chalitza and there's a Ptur Tzaros, so why not stick in B'chai V'lavim according to Rabbi Akiva? So you know what the Gemara answer is? B'plug to Lo Kamari. Our mission, that Beis HaMelech, is not dealing with those cases where there's such a significant machlokas. Tosus is immediately bothered. Wait a second. Even though Rabbi Akiva holds that when it comes to Chavei Olam, there's no Tfisas Kedushin, is it so obvious there's no evil? Is it so obvious there's no evil? What about the concept of Esed HaKalos HaSeh? So, you know why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah? Because it's not true. Not Pluk Lo Kamayri. Because who says there's no Yibum? And who says there's no Chalitza? And who says there's a Pesaros? When it comes to Chavi Lama, according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva maintains that when it comes to Chavi Lama, you can have Mamzeris. That's true. But when it comes to Chavi Lama, isn't there Yibum? So that's Tosus of Sarachim. No, Vitema, the very Bab Testament Aleph. Vitema the Re. Amai, Lormina, Nami, the Rabbi Akiva, Dolesi, Esse, Vichalos, Esse. Wow, that's Tosfos L'shita say. No? Because what would you answer according to the Rambam? Very simply, no? The Koveya is not Kares, the Koveya is not Lav, the Koveya is not Lav and Essay, the Koveya is Tfisas Kedushin, a requirement of Yibum is Nases Ki Ishto L'chadavar, Nases Ki Ishto L'chadavar. If you can have it, there's a Zika. If you can't have it, there's no Zika. If Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Tfisas Kedushin when it comes to Chavi Lavin, which is the fact, we'll have to see how Rabbi Akiva knows this. But if Rabbi Akiva holds there's no Tfisas Kedushin, guess what? There's no Zika. There's no Zika B'makom Shein Tfisas Kedushin. And if there's no Zika, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tzaros. You'll tell me Esed O'Chalos HaSei. Esed O'Chalos HaSei is not going to generate Tfisas Kedushin. And therefore, Tosus leaves us Tzarechiyum. Pashim Shad, according to the Rambam, the answer is simple, simple. And that is exactly that point, the need for Tfisas Kedushin itself. Okay, so we'll have to pick up with Emshech Lemar Makamos and Yimetz Hashem, the beginning of this. Thank you.